Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to
West,
trying to get a sack. Home invasions, duct tape, ski mask. Cold case, new stakes, cut crack. Send shots, little niggas double back. Blow out this scenery from a screen pad. This shit is real in my section, ain't no looking back. Turn face, turn coach, niggas turn rats. Niggas turn states, paperwork to fabricate. Realest nigga alive in my granny eyes. If I die like Tupac, would it leave my loved ones traumatized? Some say I'm really out here killing it. If we on the same road, no, I'm leaving you in a distance. Oh.
There's a million things in life I'd rather be than a
gravity, celebrity. All I really got is my best friend, who always been there, but I don't know if he'll be there at the end. A twist in the final script, a gun go spit, or it's the girl I want. But I never get, is it a drunk boyfriend who always talking shit? Man, that nigga is a dick, can't wait for the next episode so I can rip off his head. By the end of this season, one of us will be dead. A million things in life I'd rather be than a bitch ass celebrity. A million billion things in life I'd rather be than a dumb ass celebrity. There's a million billion things in life I'd rather be than a stupid ass celebrity. There's a million billion things in life I'd rather be than a dumb ass celebrity. Celebrity.
Out of sight, nigga. Put in on my life, nigga. Put in on strikes, nigga. Go ahead and work your life, nigga. Who want it with me, nigga? Bring it up, nigga. Come and get some. Eat them up, chewing them up, spit them out like gum. Here I come, nigga. I'm back at it, shooting like a crack addict. Niggas wanna go ahead, shoot back at it or back at it. Niggas wanna follow, I got smoke with smoke. Drop that location, I'm pulling it up on you niggas low. Back at it like a real G, popping off, you can feel me. Nigga fucked off and kill niggas like I was doing a movie. This gon' be the next kid, that next nigga get hit. Talking all that bullshit, you don't want that shit. Nigga, I'm really with that action, pull it up and get it cracking. Got the niggas running, niggas chasing niggas like what happened. Come nigga, bloodhound, bullet rounds for the any clown. Coming through, nigga, I tear up your town. Nigga, look now. Streets made me crazy, this how it made me. Streets made me crazy, this how it made me. Streets made me crazy, this how it made me. Streets made me crazy, this how it made me. Streets made me crazy, this how it made me. Streets made me crazy, this how it made me. Streets made me crazy, this how it made me. Streets made me crazy, this how it made me. Talk shit, nigga, what you wanna do? Chop him up, nigga, let the chopper go off, nigga, fuck you. Talk shit, pull up a nigga with the mop stick. We really with that shit, if you want that shit. Talk that shit, you a bitch, you a hoe. Nigga, don't have me start telling stories about your low. I'm really about that action, but I never get it cracking. Jumped out, what happened? Hit it hard like a car crash. Burn his ass, nigga, like a bad rash. Nigga, I'm on your ass, nigga, toe tag, body bag. Nigga, I'm back, woke up the dead, popping niggas in their head. Niggas knock them off their legs, motherfucker, what I said. I'm back with this cracking, it happening with the shit. Nigga, wanna come and get it, nigga, I'm really with that shit. Ask about me, damn from LA, cause I rock. Nigga, fuck another homicide, another nigga die. Streets made me crazy, this how it made me. Streets made me crazy, this how it made me. Streets made me crazy, this how it made me. Streets made me crazy, this how it made me. Streets made me crazy, this how it made me. Streets made me crazy, this how it made me. Streets made me crazy, this how it made me. Nigga, y'all wanna with me? Come get me, nigga, I'm always out in the streets riding around. You know me, nigga, cocking that heat, ready to go hit it, but another nigga under the sheet. Play with my life, nigga, I got no stripes, I done in the street. Ask about me, I'm with any hood where I go. Ride, nigga, knock a nigga down hard like rock and roll. Hit your soul so cold, nigga, I'ma hit you though. Snow you up, here we go, spit him out like a snow globe. Spit him up game, been around and do things. My mind sick, nigga, sick and sane. Doing my thing, I'm back at it. Y'all nigga had it. Them bullets tearing through your body like a jackrabbit. Nigga, who want that static? We with it with the automatic. True West in this bitch. Y'all niggas had it. Nigga, stop talking. We about to walk it. Lay him out white chalky. Nigga, I'm with that shit. Streets made me crazy. This how it made me. Streets made me crazy. This how it made me. Streets made me crazy. This how it made me. Streets made me crazy. This how it made me. Streets made me crazy. This how it made me. Streets made me crazy. This how it made me. Streets made me crazy. This how it made me. Streets made me crazy. This how it made me. Streets made me crazy. This how it made me. Streets made me crazy. This how it made me. Streets made me crazy. This how it made me. Streets made me crazy. This how it made me. Streets made me crazy. it made me. These made me crazy. This how it made me. These made me crazy. This how it made me. These made me crazy. This how it made me.
From the middle where the mountains dwell, where the hot box like a set of kangaroo on flank. Picture perfect like Roger Rabbit when he got framed. Attack 9 on the nigga who be acting strange. Wake up first of the month, nigga who got paid. Okay, she fresh and you not. Nah, I'm too hot. Initial shock like static from a tube sock. I'm boosting the boot, bruh. Yeah. I dump my lyrics on you like a pot full of goulash. Booyah, this is Anger City, fuck the boondah. Still smoking and still flying and tatted up, cause I feel like it. Still stacking and still mobbing. Ain't the best yet, but I feel like it. All the talk that you hate is talking just circulates and I'm still smiling. I'll cork your throat with my cock while I'm still rhyming. I just got used to this. Music shit, I'm losing it. Get loose to this, crack loose to this. We boozing it, my crew the shit. You clueless kid, ain't seen ruthless yet. I'm so new to this, so we'll turn up the volume and piss off your neighbors, but even your neighbors gon' cruise to this. I am 719, I write stories of life. I read the Bible at night, I'm working hours of nines. I'm never sleeping at night. I am Africa, half Mexico, I'm Bush, I'm from both sides. I'll just smack you, homie, if you flexing, homie, I'll embarrass you until you die.
We working 9 to 5s, lay some extra time, man, cause all we do is grind. Yeah, so who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly. That's why I work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. I tell her work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. Yeah, so who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly.
King Scratch, Icon, bow down to the true West Coast, dubs up, drink inside the red Dixie cup. 9 to 5, I work it out, all gas, no brakes, no slowing down. 3 ounce, I got a pound, always turned up when I'm in your town. AKs, then fofos, in the trunk, yes I can, I ride or die. Everybody hit the fucking ground every time that I'm driving by. Do that shit, make that shit, keep it real, with that shit. Nothing but love to everybody that I'm fucking with. I've been there and done that, hold up when I'm at bat. If you got beef, we could do the fact. It's cardiac arrest, better call your doctor stat. Where you at? I'm on the west side, half baked, full fry, in the cut, making cheese, putting in eight, making more than 5 D. Cash out, hustle till I pass out, always on the paper route, on the paper chase, running shit, always coming in first place, in your face, you fucking with a G that's uppercase, not lowercase, you should erase all your shit, cause you taking up too much space, yeah.
We working 9 to 5s, lay some extra time, man, cause all we do is grind, yeah, so who gon' ride or die, fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly. That's why I work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. I tell her work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. Yeah, so who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly. We working 9 to 5s, lay some extra time, man, cause all we do is grind. Yeah, so who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly. That's why I work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. I tell her work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. Yeah, so who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades. Specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
True West Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Starting them white dudes doing your tracks.
wake up to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah. Hip-hop.
To the mountain.
Hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
In the club, all the hip-hop is right chill.
I am. City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the little homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio. Happy Mad Memorial Day. I didn't want Memorial Day to be mad, man, but, you know, this Mad Monday. But at the same time, man, I want to, you know, give a shout out to all the veterans and, you know, what they say, the people that lost their life, you know, to make our country free and how we do it, or, you know, as free as it's going to be, you know, and, you know, happy Memorial Day, y'all. True West Radio, man. Hold on. Let me get some of this shit going up. Here we go again. Yeah. How about that? It's everywhere in the building.
What's going on, man? What's going on, man?
What's up, y'all?
Hey, look, Sleepy, you know what I've been trying to, I've been meaning to tell you for the last, like, 3 or 4 weeks?
What?
If you ever talk to G, tell him to give you that Rolls Royce.
Oh, man. You know what? That's
boy,
all right.
I get him that Rolls Royce.
But I tell you one thing about G, though. If you listen to all the intros, he's the only one who says my name.
Mm-mm.
Well, you did. You and him.
Oh, yeah. Well, shit.
All the rest of them, I was left off of them. And I've been here since the beginning. And I, you know, I ain't making no noise.
The first one.
When he said that, I was like, at least he said my name. Now,
no,
I don't know if
said,
I'm going to
he said your name twice in that song.
Uh-huh.
He said, Help Love. He said, Scratch. Then he said, Mama Girl Sleepy.
I ain't gonna ask for no car for real though.
I will.
He might send me a model car or some shit over here.
Nigga, I want a Rolls Royce, nigga. You sign the contract, nigga. You said it on the show. Fuck it. Nah. But it just, I mean, hell, it just, it came out good because he was just gonna do the drop. But he said, fuck it, I'm gonna put a verse on the drop.
It's on air, it's lit.
Oh yeah, I play it every day. Even though that's the hip hop scene.
I like confetti's too though. When you were scratching on it, I like that.
Oh yeah, confetti shit. Oh yeah, I'm making some new shit right now. I think probably by Friday, y'all gonna hear some new shit. Yeah, if I would have heard it like Wednesday, if I didn't have to barbecue all this fucking meat.
Oh,
and, yeah, and I'm starting to get bugged now, shit.
I can tell you.
Hey, you know, I be bugged already, and that shit will be done dropped down. Up to this barbecue, and I'm like, shit, I'm turfed up.
Hell no, in the sun,
No, I came out the sun. I wasn't in the sun. I was barbecuing under my carport.
Oh,
my
okay.
I was in the sun. I've been in the sun all day sitting at the beach.
Oh, yeah, well. The beach, nigga.
Hey,
what the fuck you complaining about, nigga? The beach is like... nigga.
I can't do all that. I can't be in the sun.
It's 102 today. So I would love to have been at the beach. That shit like fucking 70.
It's 67 on the beach.
You at the beach now?
I'm leaving the beach right now.
I was about to hang your motherfucking ass up. You better not be at the motherfucking beach when I'm up here
Well, I'm cool in the studio. I got the air on.
You're gonna be mad. I'm good.
But nigga, you better not be like, nigga, I'm at the beach and it's like 67. Nigga, I was about to hang your ass up.
Why? Because you want to go?
No, because he could have came and got me.
I just said because you want to go.
No, because if I got to sit up here, look, if I got to sit around the hot, he got to be around the hot, too.
He mad JoJo went to the beach without him.
All right, yeah, I'm pissed. I'm mad. I ain't gonna lie. This nigga went to the beach, nigga. 67 versus 102? Fuck you.
But, Jay, the funny thing about it, I had a kite hanging on my chair for about 3 hours. I go to my car to get the fishing pole so I can, you know what I mean, really let that motherfucker go and then get away.
Nobody.
I'm thinking it's stuck in the tree, and the whole time it was hooked to
a lake.
So I went and got
no,
my
knife
back.
Nobody want to hear about your good time, nigga.
You gotta stop that stretch.
Nobody want, nigga.
I was emotional wreck because I lost my motherfucking Iron Man kite, okay?
Yo, kite.
I lost my Iron Man kite. I was sad.
I ain't got nothing with you doing. Having fun. I got a barbecue. My damn whole studio smell like barbecue. Which could be a good
time. Why
you
having barbecue at nighttime, Scratch?
I did it this morning. So I had to do this. Yeah, shit. After 8
o'clock,
you gotta
do it like you do down south, Scratch. We run over to Armadillo and let the sun cook it.
I ain't tripping because I'm in between the house and the studio, and I got a little barbecue pit, so that means I can run in the studio, do some shit, and I'm watching the meat through the camera because I got a camera like right outside my door, so I'm looking. But shit, nigga, I've been like, I can't cook today because I'm going to the beach with JoJo.
We did all the little stuff last night, so today I ain't have to cook.
Man,
I just gotta keep washing the dishes, cause you know how it is when you gotta keep rewarming everything. But shit, I ain't have to cook today.
But this is the cold twist about being at the beach. Why the police kept coming to all the black people?
Man, you know why? Hell.
Hey, you know, we had Huntington Beach. We was at Huntington Beach.
Oh, okay, yeah, well. That's why you gotta go to, like, you gotta go to the Black Beach, the Long Beach, Redondo Beach.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I wanted to go to Santa Monica or Venice Beach.
Yeah, something like that, nigga. Because if you go... You going to Huntington Beach and you black?
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, nigga, we going to white land, nigga. We over here in white
land. Y'all
went. You can tell me,
brother.
Ain't that the what you had that ride at last week?
Because y'all went to the Klan meeting.
Well, they had a ride about 2,000 people on the beach. Somebody's birthday party or something down there at Huntington Beach.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that.
That was yesterday.
Maybe that's why they was like fucking with the black people today.
Yeah, because they probably thought they thought a black nigga did it. So, wow. I'm saying black nigga because niggas don't just come in black. They come in all colors.
Hey, what the crazy thing to me is, I'm like, why in the hell do they want to bother black people now? Because weed is legal in California. It's like, what else could y'all, what do y'all want now?
Man, y'all going to be all right out there, man. Y'all gonna have y'all weed tuning up. Now, if it's gonna be better than ours, I don't know about that one, but I'm just saying.
It ain't gonna be better. It's gonna be the same thing. And then they can transport it.
Yeah, well, y'all gonna have to pay double. Y'all gonna have to pay triple and double for it.
And not just that. It's not, so just think, if Texas was legal and Cali was legal, all the states is not legal that we going through, and we get caught, that means that we fucked because they not legal in them states. Now, if I can make it to Cali to the Texas line, shit, I'm there. They can't do nothing about it. But right now, everybody legal, so boy, you get caught with a roach, you might get, huh? It's better when you whack.
Well, out here, not for a roach or nothing. They write tickets and stuff now. And they got a farm down there in Matagorda County where my people are from. But I just meant like on a large scale. Why else? Because that's the first thing they do. They be like, oh, I smell marijuana. Well, you can't do that now. So what the fuck else, you know how they used to always try to justify the reason that they fuck with people? You can't fuck with people for that reason anymore. Not even here, because it's a misdemeanor.
If you smoke it, my whole thing is this. If I go through some states and that shit is legal through every state that I drive through, I'm going to have that shit in the back seat. Yes. Yes, I have weed. It is back there. Don't have no scale with you, though. You can't have no scale with you. You have a scale with you, you fuck. Because that's
well,
like...
Shit, not really, because I'm measuring out how much I'm going to smoke. Shit.
No, but...
He could eyeball that.
Nigga, hey, look, I know. I can eyeball it, but I'm just saying... When you fuck around, if you got a scale in the car, 9 times out of 10, they gonna get you for distribution. You sell it. They're not illegal, but they are suspicious, and they can actually fuck you over having a scale. If y'all don't know that, I'm telling y'all that now. Don't have no scale in your car, nigga. Don't even... have a scale in your car without no weed. Not in Cali.
Don't even have no Ziploc bag in there. You got peanut butter residue.
You better rub that motherfucker before you leave. I'm making peanut butter.
Yeah, he got peanut butter.
Nah, in Cali, nigga, even if you got a scale, that shit is going to be fucked for you. Right or wrong, JoJo, out there at the beach.
And I keep 2 scales in my car.
Yep. Your motherfucker pull you over with some scales.
I don't give a fuck. They pull me over. I know my laws. You cannot search my vehicle unless I did something wrong. You pull me over for
a I mean, they ain't got... If they can't search your car, that's something different.
I tell you one thing. I'm glad y'all said that. They let me know. So now I need to also always have some shea butter and some mango butter in my car too, because I make hair products. And you got me fucked up. I do need a scale. I need it. Shit.
They got scales that don't look like scales. You know what I'm saying? Now, don't get caught with a triple beam.
But I'm just saying, in general,
like
I didn't
that.
Know that. And I actually do things outside of weed where I would need to have it. You know what I mean? And I didn't know that. So,
if you know what a triple beam is?
Of course. What the hell?
If you got...
Shit, I was born in the 80s. What the hell?
Okay, well, shit. Triple beam's been around before. That motherfucker been around before your granddaddy was born.
I know that, but if you born in the 80s and you don't know what a triple beam is, if you listen to rap music from the 80s and you don't know what that is, if you went to biology class and don't know what that is, it's a problem.
Now don't get caught with one of them in your car.
Chemistry.
When you get caught with one of them in your car, then you got a 3-hour wait. They will tear your motherfucker car if you got a triple beam in the back of your damn car. Now this is Cali. I don't know about how y'all do, how it did down there.
Everywhere.
Yeah, of course.
But I'll tell you this though, if anything, get you a handheld scale. The little hammer. So you can throw that
Hey
man, get you a diet scale. Get you a diet scale and then get you a goddamn deal from the doctor to say you on a strict diet and then you have to weigh all the meats and everything that you eat. So then they can, in court, then they say, well, hell, this man's got to have 6 ounces of turkey every day and he's got to have this many ounces of fruit. So they're going to have to throw it out then.
That's true. But if you got, you can't do that with a triple bean, you're going to fuck around. They're going to be like,
you got
okay, so you really, so you really trying to measure your meat on that?
What you doing?
I'm on an active diet. I need to use that.
Here you go, Scratch. All you do is you sit up there and eyeball and hand it to them. When they come back in 5 minutes with their hands up, that means you shorted them. If they come back in 4 minutes with their hands out, that means you done plugged them. They want some more. Gotta cut that scale out.
He killing the guy with that. And see, I know some of y'all don't understand what the hell he just said, but play the whole show back when it's over and then think about it a couple of times. We don't want to give up too much game on this motherfucker. Yeah, man. But, let me see, what the hell?
Let me tell y'all something. When we was going to After Hours last night and everybody had hung up, a storm blew through here. And my lights was just flashing off and on, like, for no reason. And oddly enough, the week before, I bought a solar battery. So if something happened, especially during hurricane season and all that, I could still charge my phones or charge computers or charge anything to have some type of contact with the outside world, and I got like a little handheld radio that you could charge from the sun too, and you could charge your phone on that. So I'm saying this out loud because I know people from Texas listen to this show, and y'all better get this shit together because you're third coast. Y'all know what's about to go down January the 1st, hurricane season.
I can't live nowhere with tornadoes and floods. I'd rather live in the land with the Crips and blood. I cannot live.
You know what, though? When I moved to Connecticut, I didn't know they had all that shit there. I didn't know they had earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, ice storms.
Oh, no, that's too much. That's
No. People,
I mean, hurricane season though ain't no big deal to me because I don't live on the beach. I don't live next to the beach, and I don't plan on it. You know what I'm saying?
I actually live inland.
You'll
catch the aftermath of that shit.
Right, and sometimes that's a lot, but again, it has to go through the city to get to us. So things get messed up, but people don't necessarily get hurt. Most of the damage that you see in all of them stores are people who didn't stay put. Or, you know, areas of the town that are lower, and people know they lower and know they should get out of there. Especially once it starts to rain a certain amount. And
you
that
know,
has to go on the state.
Hey, look, if them motherfuckers say it's a hurricane in Houston, it's like Houston.
and that's where you live. So what I don't,
I ain't gonna be able
to do it. I can't do it. I'm telling you, I've been to Texas so many times. When I was out there in Houston, everything was good. I was there for about a week. Everything was good. I get home and shit is fucked up. I'm going, thank you, God.
Just tell me this, Fresh. If they say, we got wildfires starting to burn, are you going to go camping?
Fuck no.
If that's why you see all the shit that you see on the news.
Wait,
like the last time, they told everybody that was coming through here, and people decided that they was going to go out and watch some type of fight. And I don't remember what fight it was or which hurricane that was, but niggas was stuck standing around wherever they was, and they told them it was coming.
But look,
see,
no,
that's the thing why...
Well, no, I understand what you said, but like, wildfire, if you fuck around, what if you camping already? I don't go camping, because I ain't sleeping on no fucking ground. I did before when I was young. I ain't getting ready to sleep on no ground, in no tent, camp bar. I ain't doing that shit. Because first
but it's
of all,
the same
life,
here in Houston.
But every time they say
hurricane coming, these motherfuckers go run and pile up on I-10. Where the water be at?
I was
that's where the water
at. I'm trying to respond on what you said. Now, if I was out there camping and a campfire happened, that's some different shit. Because you like, you ain't even going to go camping if it's a motherfucking brush fire, whatever.
No, it's the same thing because they be, if you watch the news or even if you have a phone, they tell you it's coming or where it's coming from. That's why I said that if you know something is coming, why would you drive into it? Or why would you go outside? Or why would you go downtown, like, which is a bowl and those sorts of things? It's like people just don't do, they don't do things that make sense. Nah, it's still scary. It's still dangerous, but man, people just do stupid shit, and they make it worse. And that's what makes my nerves so bad about it. Which is why I'm pressing. I got charcoal. I got a solar charger. I'm about to get a panel. I got a garden. I'm gonna be good. Y'all motherfuckers can't float away. Y'all don't wanna listen. I'm on the third floor.
But see. That's what I was telling motherfuckers. I think I said that shit like a couple of years ago. I think I said it last year too. I'm gonna have a boat just sitting in my driveway, and I'm gonna
take care of that boat.
I'm gonna take care of that boat. Then the people
like
go, the people around give. I don't like them either. And the people around me don't ask me why you got that boat, and I'm gonna say. Because this is going to be the ocean. It's going to be called Barstow Beach. And guess what? While y'all motherfuckers sitting there drowning, I'm going to get ready to roll this boat down the motherfucking block. Barstow Beach.
Hey, but I'll tell you what, though. That right there, that's a part of prison. And it was even one guy, he stayed next to like a lake or something. And everybody was laughing at him because he brought this thing offline and he blew it up. It was like a circle around his house. And everybody, they was getting down on his ass like that. And he went viral and everything. And they came back after the hurricane. This was after that really bad one, I think, after Ike. And again, messed up my house, my mom's house. And they went back over there into that neighborhood. The whole neighborhood was wiped away. And his house was standing there unfucked with the bubble still standing there. And I was like, man, that's why I'm pressing. That's why I brought it up.
All right. He was, and then it'll be fucked up. That nigga, I'm still there. And he just come outside and start watering his grass. Like,
But then you got people who be thinking that they moving away from black people and shit, and they go move by the lake and move next to the bayous and shit, and that shit flood every year. Now they around the corner where the bayou at, they building the houses up on bricks like back in the day, like they putting a house worth of building the house up and putting the house on top of the bricks.
These are the things. Like we talk, you're talking about they try to get away from the blacks. Okay. Everybody that try to get away from the blacks in Los Angeles, they move to the hills. That is it's two fucked up things to happen if you up in the hills, in the wrong part of the hills. If the fire start, get your bitch ass out of there. So you're thinking mm-hmm. about if you up in the motherfucking hills, Hollywood hills, mm-hmm. and they saying you got to evacuate, grab your important information, but you got a studio, you thinking about music, you thinking about everything, all kind of shit. Of course it's going to be you, your people, but then you're going to be like, I'm telling you.
My studio start burning.
But look. So that's the first thing they got to deal with. That's the fire. The second thing they got to deal with is if they ever had a fire behind them hills and it start raining like a son of a bitch, them houses can slide down the goddamn mountain.
Mm-hmm.
You got two things to think about. You got to think about that's fire, them. And you got to think about mudslide. That's them. I ain't got to worry about shit. I'm in the middle of the fucking desert.
See,
you got to worry about the
sandstorm. Don't I worry about motherfucking snakes and scorpions?
Ew. Uh-uh.
Vinegaroos,
nigga,
and
Vinegaroos. Oh yeah.
Oh, wait.
The first, the first day I came here, I seen the
vinegar. Which one of us is in Florida? Is Mr. Everywhere?
No, Mr. Everywhere is in Florida right now.
86. You better get a get you one too. It's by Honda.
Oh, he ain't online. 86 ain't online.
You talking about the Honda generator?
Yeah, it's the little Jackery thing. I don't like saying name brands, but I got that one because you can it came with like a cigarette lighter plug, it has a house plug, it has a USB plug and another one that you can screw in. And it, you know, you could plug it to a solar generator or you could power it by a panel or just plug it into the wall. So I've been telling everybody about that because if nothing else, even for creatives, it's good to have. Because if you a cameraman, what?
How much it cost?
It was 160, but it's not that much.
Oh, that's
great. Like 180.
That's
great. I got a 240. Right, I got a 240 because I'm in an apartment, but they charge by the size, but they really not expensive.
And they quiet, too.
Yeah, it's quiet.
Hey, Joe, you tell them motherfuckers how much gram be having on my face. I be looking like an old man around this bitch.
Just for me and black for you.
No. Man, I'm telling you, right now, I even look worse. They got to look like an old man. So if I walk anywhere, I grab my cane. Even if I get out of the car, I got my cane. I only got my cane because I might have to whoop somebody ass with it.
You don't need no damn cane.
I started rolling with the cane because, first of all, when I first moved around here, around this spot, it was like, I don't know, it seemed like every chihuahua in the neighborhood would get the fuck out. And I would walk to the store right there on the corner. You know, the cigarette store, JoJo.
So
yeah.
That's right there on the corner. So I would just walk to the corner, and there'd be about 10 or 15 motherfucking chihuahuas out there.
Oh, no. Chihuahuas are mean as hell.
Oh, yeah. I got one. Resident is crazy as fuck. So I had to stick to fight the chihuahuas off. It seemed like I don't give a fuck. If I walk to the store at 7 in the morning, it seemed like all the chihuahuas find a way to break out their motherfucking house, and they all get together like some gangbangers.
They are some gangbangers. They roll together, too, them little taco dogs. She
and
them motherfuckers.
By the time I walk back to the house, them motherfuckers ain't nowhere to be found. They said, we're going to bang at 7:30 because we know everybody's going to be out at 7:30. So we're going to bang at 7:30. Then, you know, after we get our bang on, we just going to go back to the house. We'll see them again in the morning. Seems like them niggas slap five and everybody go back to the house. How the fuck you going to have 10, 15 chihuahuas in one goddamn spot? And when you go back the same fucking way, the chihuahuas ain't there.
Because they found somebody else to fuck with.
They went home. It seemed like every fucking morning it was the same thing.
They got their roofie. They go fuck with you. Can they roam and go fuck with the homeless people? Can they roam and go do what they got to do? Can they go back home? And they be like, all right, sorry, we meet up again. We're gonna get that nigga.
I never seen them fucking chihuahua. Hey, look, JoJo, you know where I live. I lived on the next block. So I had the block past the school. That's where I live first around here. So that's a whole nother block. So I had to walk from that block down to the store. I'd be like, I'm walking down to the store. And when I walked out, them chihuahuas came out and I didn't have my goddamn cane. I'm like, I'm about to get a stick. And I look, and my homie gave me this fly-ass cane. And I'm like, damn, my hair is gray and shit. That means the police ain't gonna fuck with me. If I ain't got no...
Man.
I put the whole Santa Claus beard, and I be walking down the street, they be asking me for rides and shit.
I let my hair go gray on purpose.
Hey, Grandma, you need a ride?
Some respect.
Every motherfucker back here,
I'm
like,
it's open. I can't wait to go to Chinatown. Nigga, I'm about to get me a sword cane, nigga.
This nigga talking about, we talking about something totally different. This nigga talking about a sword.
That's cool. I said a sword cane. You seen them canes
that's
turned into a sword, so
I hear you.
I know. The little dogs, usually if you walk past them, they'll bark until you walk past them. But if you swing a stick at them, they'll never forget that shit, and they'll follow you every time they see you.
Nah, that's a fucking sneak.
They
wait till you turn your back
and
run up and grab that
eight. Watch, JoJo. When you come back, I'm gonna bring Rez in here. She ain't gonna really fuck with you. Unless I say get him. If I say get him, it's a wrap. So, nigga, you better, when Rez come around, she chilling with you, you better start throwing her a couple of dollars. I'll be like, get him. Nah, I wouldn't do that to you. My wife be like, stop doing that. You know, if I say, what?
You
gonna be standing
right.
I'm
gonna lock your dog up in the trash can.
Nigga, she, like, man, you know, Rez is little, man. So if I wanted to get somebody.
I'm gonna lock her up in the trash can.
If I wanted to get somebody, it's gonna be somebody that needs to be got, not you. Not you. If I say watch, you just sit there and watch.
And all I got to say is him. By the time you think about doing something, she them bit your legs off so you can't even walk. I'm just saying. Oh, anyway, man, y'all got to forgive us, man. We shouldn't be talking about this, man. This is Mad Monday, Memorial Day. Once again, thanks to the troops. Yeah, man.
Smoke
a
blunt, drink one, or whatever you do.
A lot of people don't. Everybody be like, oh, Memorial Day. It's just time to barbecue and chill, have a get-together. You know, and really for a while, that's what I thought. But, you know, my father was a vet. He was in Vietnam. And he was crazy as about five or six motherfuckers. So, you know, you got to give it up for them. Them motherfuckers went over there. He didn't die in the war, but he'd been in the war, and it affected him mentally in a whole lot of fucking ways. Good ass musician. He the one that taught me how to do music. You know what I'm saying? But he wanted me to play jazz. But mama played piano. So I just took it in the middle and said, I can do some jazz, piano, hip-hop shit. So, but anyway, yeah, man, thanks to y'all. We get ready to, we can't say that we get ready to, we can bump something very positive for you, but we get ready to bump some stuff. True West Radio, hold on, let me see. What the hell do I want to play? Here we go. This is what we're going to do. We're going to play this. True West Radio. Give us a call. 323-642-1597. I told y'all I was bugged, but I ain't. I don't know. Here we go. Let's go. True West.
Another release from the West Coast Beast. Wearing all red like I play for the Chiefs. Keep the gat in my lap so I don't have to reach. Throwing up the W when I'm chilling on the yeast. I'm psychotic, heads bounce like hydraulics. Anything you want, baby girl, I got it. Niggas hate, I do too much when I'm flouncing. Rolling down main, breaking left on Slauson. Love how the rim shine, proud how the paint bling. Me and King Scratch, the motherfucking dream team. Supreme being, me. Flawless, like my weed sticky, my bitch is brawless. I love my shit banging, give a fuck what you claiming. This type of shit I have a square nigga banging. RS9 straight singing, step to SI, make your punk ass famous. SI, true trigger man, open fire on the nigga, George Zimmerman. Move that rock nigga hand to hand, dogs break the park, shit a scene, all the niggas friends. King Scratch, true trigger man, open fire on a nigga, George Zimmerman. Move that rock nigga hand to hand, dogs break the park, should've seen how the niggas ran.
Eastside, West Coast, G-Walk, Blue Step, I rep crew,
true.
Wear more blue, got that fat sack like a kangaroo. Hopping out the car with the whole fucking crew. Deal with repercussions, searching for the backlash. Got illegal weapons in my stash, ready to crash. All y'all parties at three, call security. Cause I got a whole lot of niggas with me. Some in the suit, some khaki suit, some wanna talk, some wanna shoot. Where is the loot? No need for conversation. Check the down shit with no hesitation. Here we come, here we come, here we go. Standing on the top, let the bodies hit the floor. Ayo, take over, that was the plan. Look into my eye and see a real true trigger man. SI, true trigger man. Open fire on the nigga, George Zimmerman. Move that rock nigga hand to hand, dogs break the park, shit a scene, all the niggas friends. King Scratch, true trigger man, open fire on the nigga, George Zimmerman. Move that rock nigga hand to hand, dogs break the park, shit a scene, all the niggas friends.
West Side True West, West Side True West, West Side True West, West Side True West.
Westside True West. Westside True West.
Brand new banger.
Can't scratch.
You
ain't
jamming
with the West. To West, right? West District. Yeah.
West
yeah.
District. That's all. Right, let's do it.
You can't underestimate the power of the truth. Wax on, wax off, times that by two. Nigga, who's making these hits? Not you. When I played one of your songs, all I heard was throwing them tomatoes at your stage. You can read books all day, I'm on a whole different page. The one that stays King's Crack is superior. Fucking up your mind, I wet your body's interior. From L.A., 30 miles past Asperia. Don't get scared now, it's about to get eerier. In your area, watch them niggas fall like raindrops. They jumping out the water, watch the fish flop. Can't breathe cause the sharks got them nervous as fuck. Can't swim when they down on their luck. It's a matter of time before you hit the concrete, cause you got whack shit on your rap sheet. You got Capito in the towel. Wipe your face first, bring it out to quench your thirst. Outbursts come random, sometimes I spend overtime washing up niggas who did they could rhyme. Can't move the crowd, vocab too simple. Rockin' stadium before you pop your first pimple. And got the nerve to diss niggas from the old school. Should've stayed in class, now teacher call you damn fool. Let's see how long you'll last in the game. 2 years, they won't remember your name. Sell your soul for fame, Illuminati. Not one or two people, with damn near everybody. Be careful what you say about us. We'll piss on your grave while you turnin' to dust.
Yeah.
I'm a true spitter, I'm on that weed and that liquor. Your bitch running wild, nigga, you better come get her. Sick individual, smooth criminal like Michael. Kicking down your door with the rifle. Waving it around like niggas sit down. Everybody getting tied up, that's how we get down. I'm South Central bound with them heaters and all. These niggas can't ball, shit, they soft as Gasol. Fuck the law, no concern for the handcuffs. And they still shoot niggas with their hands up. No justice, no peace, fuck the police. Bitch, take a knee like you protesting me. Got the recipe, down with squeezy nigga, let me be. Before you feel the weapon tree like it's 83.
Yeah.
I'm like Kobe, ain't no checking me. Keep your head on the swivel if you next to me.
My Chevy hopped in it with a bag for the door. Chop cracked in my sack, hind under my nuts. Nigga what when I come through throwing the door? Six dudes, nigga bragging, yeah, brimmed up blood. True West, DJ Scrap, yeah, what's up, cuz? OG, DJ, showing them but love. And behind them all the way with my 12-gauge slug. I piss on your grave while you turning the door.
Oh.
I wish the shaking to stop. This is more than hip hop. I
can't tell you everything cause I'm a crying, can't stop. I can't think of no punchlines, nothing but crunch time. I'm almost done trying, it's music or I'm dying. Whole life in the backseat, not my four door is a coupe. I can show you better than I can tell you, I'm the truth. I'm sick and tired of the sadness, I'm sick and tired of the madness. I'm sick and tired, I'm sick and tired, I'm sick and tired.
Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
men to have love. Bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangster shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet P with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
Yeah, yeah. True West Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Thought them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
The hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, what up, man? We back up in the building. We're on the short list tonight because I think that everybody out there doing their memorial thing. So happy Memorial Day, Mad Monday, or Mad Memorial Monday, however you want to put it. It's all gravy. I'm sharing with my fam. It was some people that showed up. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Everywhere, my brother JoJo, True West Entertainment, Sleepy. Look, if y'all don't mind, just give us a call. 323-642-1597, man. You know what I'm saying? We sitting at home, probably like some of y'all, but everybody can go outside now, so all y'all motherfuckers ain't on call, because y'all just going to be in traffic. We're going to be on XM, and y'all motherfuckers going to be like, mm-hmm. We hear you.
I'm on the way to the court. I had to go to a wedding and a funeral the other day on the same day, and I couldn't wait to get back to the house, and that people had checked my temperature and all that shit, and I was still trying to make sure. I was like, let me make sure I can breathe, let me make sure I ain't coughing. I was like, let me check. Well, I was paranoid as hell, ready to go back home the whole time.
Well, I know it was way before the COVID, but I remember I had two funerals in one day in the same place. Actually, it was crazy as fuck. There's a lot of people out here. If you South Central, Compton, a lot of motherfuckers get buried in, Inglewood Cemetery. You know what I mean? Inglewood Cemetery, or then you got Forest Lawn. That's where all the real celebs, but a lot of people get buried at Forest Lawn. And just one day, one of my people, he was up on top of Inwood Cemetery, and the other service was down. And they was both kind of at the same time, and I'm trying to pay respect to both of my niggas. They had the funeral the same day. I'm going to pay respect to my nigga, shoot up there, pay respect to my other nigga, Shoot that. I'm driving through a damn cemetery, mind you. I'll drive down there before, the, you know, they hit the road to the upper room, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to the cemetery, but, you know, I was there. I was both two funerals in one day. That's unheard of.
Man, this the thing right here. I had to go to the funeral before I had to go to the wedding. So I wasn't even really in the right frame of mind and all that stuff. So I couldn't even really stay for the reception like that after I saw him getting married or whatever.
Are they still married?
This just happened Saturday, I said.
Oh, damn. Just Saturday?
Yeah, I told y'all my sister's mom died and I had to go to her funeral. But my god sister's wedding was on the same day. But the wedding had been scheduled for that day. So, that was some bullshit. It was a nice wedding, though, but it was just some bullshit personally. You know what I mean?
Okay, two things. They couldn't cancel the wedding.
I know.
Second thing, how many people came after the funeral to the wedding?
They not related.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
They related to me, not to each other.
Oh, okay. So that'll be some fucked up shit. Yeah, we're about to have a funeral and a wedding on the same day with my people.
It was definitely fucked up for me.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking if it was just two families. We know we're going to get married this day. We got everything cranking. But the funeral was the same day that my motherfucker's uncle or auntie or cousin just died. What could you do?
Well, they knew her. They knew her, and when we told them, you know, we was going home or whatever, you know, to walk our dog and all that, and we had been gone from home since like 9 o'clock in the morning. It was like almost 7 o'clock and shit, and you know what I mean. But I didn't really want to tell her, but I had to tell her why I was leaving. But the look on her face when I told her I had just left the funeral. They come to the wedding, they, like, her and her husband, they just had a look on their face like, damn. You know, because she knew my sister's mom.
Well, that lady,
she's been around since I was like 12, like, I would say like maybe 15. 14,
you know,
15 years
you
old.
You know what that is? What I would call it is the ultimate excuse. Because everybody got excuses for all kind of shit. And then if you there, you be like, my people died. I had to go to the funeral. It's not an excuse. It's the reason why I'm not here celebrating your day. Or I'm not going to be here, or I might show up. You can't. Death can't be nothing. I don't give a damn. If somebody died
today, you know, I just got married, you know what I'm saying, a little while back. Like, and when I got married, she was the only one that was there for me. So I was like, I'm not going to miss her wedding. And it was really just a whole fucked up situation. Because they had to change the day because they had it scheduled on my stepbrother's birthday. And you can't tell him he going to his mama's funeral on his birthday. That's some trash. So that's how they both ended up on the same day.
It's a whole lot of events that I couldn't make. And I knew I should have been there, but if it ain't in the cards, it ain't nothing you could do about it.
But all that dancing and singing and shit, can't nobody expect me. I ain't got to sit to dance and sing about it.
but
I did want to see it, though.
you showed up through what, you know, you know, the whole circumstance. You know, you going to a funeral, then going to a wedding. Hey, I'm here, but I might be gone. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my nigga Black Funeral, I was in there. I wanted the motherfuckers to know I was there. I couldn't stay. I had to go. I just had to go. I couldn't take that shit. You know what I mean? So that's what it is. It's just. Trust me. Now, if you would have showed up and didn't know what the hell you was talking about, that's fucked up. You supposed to be my best motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
My brother got married, and I wasn't even at his wedding, but he was at mine. I didn't know he was getting married. How about this?
Oh, well, that's different. That ain't the same thing.
No, this is worse. My
if you didn't
brother,
know, you ain't know.
Me and my brother never got into no kind of conflict at all. My brother got married, and he didn't even, you know, invite me to the wedding. I gotta go back like some fucking years to figure out what the fuck did I do to this cat. Nothing but try to make him the best man he could be. I didn't even get invited to his wedding. Them motherfuckers on the Facebook taking pictures, Instagram, and I was like, cuz, you got married? And then they invite me, your brother? And I start thinking, what the fuck did I
strange.
Do? What the fuck did I do to make him not invite me to his wedding? Then he hit me, bro, man, you know. I thought you was still out of town and whoop this, whoop that. Nigga, I don't give a fuck if I was standing on fucking Pluto. Nigga, if you fuck around and my brother getting married, I'm there. I don't give a fuck. So, point being, it don't matter who the fuck it is. I'm fucking with y'all. We make this motherfucking power move. That means we all gonna be together and we all gonna get paid. And confetti, that's my nigga. Definitely confetti. Definitely ate shit. You know what I'm saying? We can let it go to a broader horizon on these punk ass niggas. And then they just gonna have to restart game. What the fuck we doing?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I'm ready to bust niggas out. I'm telling you. I got this, y'all, and it ain't getting ready to be no bullshit. I swear, I put on a stack of 15 in those sacks. Nigga, I'm telling you, I got y'all. We about to fuck around and kill the whole game on these motherfucking punk-ass niggas. Oh, I got to play some music. I'm going to jump on my own bones. Fuck it. I'm sorry. Motherfucker, see, that's the thing about, you know, Man Memorial Day. I love this. I'm going to play this. Here we go. True West Entertainment, man, I'm telling you, man, Mad Monday, Memorial Day, you know, we still trying to keep it G at the same time, but I'm just like, wow, man. I'm thinking about a lot of shit. So True West Radio, give us a call, 323-642-1597 if you listen to them along. If you're not, okay. We don't know you here or not. True West Radio, let's go. Come on, bitch, play.
niggas hate to see you coming. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. Talking about nothing, cause you haven't sold this CD yet. I wonder how your mind is set. Like, you gon' be me making tracks?
I don't think so.
Ever had a hit, I don't whack?
I don't think so.
Your little group, they done fell out the game. And nobody outside your neighborhood knows your name. People gotta hit because it's mandatory. Your skill and my skill, that's a whole different category. A different story, I don't brag on mine. I roll my shit so tight that you can't get a drag off mine. So keep your mouth closed and your eyes open. Get no dose, I got one line to kill all your solos. Hate me if you want to, cause I don't give a shit. But you got to be more careful who you fucking with.
Yeah.
You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's down to the point when niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
One beer, 2 beers, 3 beers, 4. I hate to see you coming when you drink one more. Because you start talking and won't shut the fuck up. Niggas leaving, telling war stories, niggas ain't believing. Forget what you had and fuck what you got. Stop saying you a player, cause a player's what you not. Mr. How you made me get that? But it's a cold thing when nobody wants your ass around. And that's real, I don't care how you take it. When your car pulls up, we are ready to shake it. Cause we don't wanna hear that same old shit that be speaking. I got some whack brews, got you tweaking. Anyway, you need to find some new combo. Get drunk, shut the fuck up, but don't drink no more. Then 9 times out of 10, your ass will stop coming. And we won't have to leave when we see your ass coming. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man,
come again, pulling up in my driveway with the music turned up to 10. Sometimes I'm home but won't answer the door. Peeping out the blinds, walking soft across the floor. Dogs going off because the doorbell's ringing. I just don't want to hear that demo song that you be singing about how much money you make. Can't wait to come over and brag every time you get paid. Not as good as the phrases you use, but you keep backsliding right up out of your shoes. Hypocrite liar, and everybody knows. Once you get started, your mouth will never close. We used to be tight, now I can't stand your ass. Me and you being homies is a thing of the past. You just like a nigga in the street bumming. I'm going the other way when I see your ass coming. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
Check this out. What DJ Quick song was that? And what's the original name of the song that DJ Quick got it from? Hello? Y'all there?
What it do? I'm here.
Okay. What was the DJ Quick song and what's the name of the original song I made Hate to See You Coming off of? What song was that?
I'm not going to sit here and lie.
I can't remember.
I can't think right now. My brain is fried.
No. What song did DJ Quick do off of what I just did off of Hate to See You Coming?
If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense?
Right. There you go. Okay, hold on. I got a damn. I got my goddamn sound effects on. I
didn't know what you were talking about. I thought you were talking about like something different. Yeah, that, I know that song.
No, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Let's go. Hold on.
I don't know why that sounded like a donkey right now.
Oh, got it. Hold on, we gonna clap that motherfucker up. Jojo got that motherfucker. And it's crazy because the motherfuckers, they were like, die shit. It's a little different, but hate to see you coming. You hate to see motherfuckers coming that fuck around and think that they got some other shit better than you. Shit, I was gonna play a couple of more songs. I just want to see if y'all can figure that out. I'll play a couple of more songs. We're gonna be right back. True West Radio. It was a call.
Hey, hey. Hello. Oh yeah, I was just calling to let you know that I'm gonna put some meat on the grill today. You know, my homies coming over. Yeah, all homies coming over. You know, they all gonna be over here. Oh yeah, they could come. Just tell them to get babysitters, you know what I'm saying? Alright, I'll see you when you get here. Today is the day I'm gonna get my chill on. Get some chicken and some ribs and get my grill on. Invite the homies over and some females too. A 24-hour party because that's what we do. We got drinks but we could always use more. Before you get to my house, make a stop at the liquor store and grab some blunts because I got a whole pound. We gotta make sure it's enough to pass around. Tell her hunger is she's coming, get a babysitter. Every time we shoot, she wanna bring them damn kids with her. Not this time, it's a grown-up affair. We don't want little man seeing mommy in her underwear. But that's later when the sun goes down. Since it's still real early, we gon' turn up the sound. I told the neighbors they could come over too. If they don't, get offended by what happens at my barbecue. Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and some plus, we got plenty of food. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue. Oh, what really happens when you come to my barbecue? Start one day and don't get to the next. Depending who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
PM and it's blazing hot. Look out the front window and the streets look like a parking lot. The swimming pool is filled to capacity. I got a crick in my neck from all the ass that keep passing me. The DJ playing nothing but a assassin song.
Yeah.
Girls dancing around in G-strings and thongs. Some homies getting their groove on. Some homies shooting pool. Some homies in the mix trying to keep cool. Ah. Summertime in LA is the best. We party all night long over here on the west. When the sun goes down, we can move it to the inside. And get wild and crazy without nothing to hide. One more snow run should hold us all night. Only 12 more hours until daylight. Having a good time, that's just what I do. When everybody feels the same when they come to my barbecue.
Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and just some plus, we got plenty of food. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue. Oh, what really happens when you come to my barbecue? Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
Invited to a barbecue that started at 4. Running kinda late, better hit the store. Said they out of ice, scratch, need some more. Use the side gate, there's a note on the front door. Pool stretched out on the table like a sandwich board. Tank top thongs and it's booty galore. Homies playing bones to their favorite zap song. Ain't nothing like a party when the Cali sun is on. Man, traffic backed up on the block like a gridlock. Baby girl in the hills saving local parking spot. Ain't no party like a West Coast party, cause a West Coast party is the backyard boogie barbecuing in the Cali shine. Homies out like life on stage, so you know it's summertime. Feel the breeze through the trees while I puff on these weeds. Cali indeed.
Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and some plus, we got plenty of food. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue. Oh, what really happens when you come to my barbecue? Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue. Drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and some plus, we got plenty of food. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue. Oh, what really happens when you come to my barbecue? Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue. We'll be right back.
smelling. Why she took over everything that I'm selling. Stayed out the trap, but I went to the pen. 16 bars, writing G shit again. 2012, it's been 5 years ago. Niggas thought they wouldn't hear me no more. Since I got my picks, y'all tricks, and I'm done. I had to power up, cause my Uzi weighs a ton. Keep shit wet, as I should. I will go gangster like some of y'all wish you could. I'm just starting, I'm not finished. You need help, homie, like a team from Menace. Throw your dub up, took a throw your dub up. I had to go refill my cup, what the fuck is up? I'm the horse that's pulling the plow. Not dropping little shit, I'm dropping shit in a big pile. Scoop it up and take it back to your spot. Niggas always hate, I don't care if they put me or not. I keep busting like a K, I'ma wet ya. Before you hit the ground, I'ma catch ya. In the place where the bodies lay. If you don't believe, just watch what I say. To all y'all busters, you know what's up. I took time off just to refill my cup.
My name, ooh, new era, it's just not the same, new era, no. all go down unless we stay together. Ain't no one man above the crew, you know that shit.
Brand new era, same old faces, many different places, covering all bases, spread all across the west, like a gauge putting buckshots in your chest, connect the dots, got red eyes for you, lemon hair, squeeze the juice, I throw them things called an elder abuse, a million tones, what the use if you can't sell none, hit count, all you need is one, so what's the problem, is it them or is it you, the tightest on the planet still don't have a clue, look in the mirror and tell me what you see is blank, like your account when you walk in the bank. I'ma tell you sometime talent don't matter at all. Line them up and watch them fall. Brace yourself and get ready for the terror. True West, nigga, brand new era.
New era,
new
game.
New era,
yo, lost my game. New era,
new
game.
New era,
bitch, say my name.
New era,
shit's just not the same.
New era,
new time, new name.
New era,
yo, lost my game.
New era,
bitch, say my name.
But we back over here on this motherfucker, True West Radio, man. Once again, you know, we got a little more. So we got a lot of time left. We got about 17 minutes. So we can really get, you know, I just want to make sure that I give all y'all veterans and everybody, man, they shout outs they're supposed to get, you know what I'm saying? I mean, my whole thing is everybody say, well, they defended our country, and I know they did, you know what I mean? But how come we can't defend our country? You know what I mean? When it comes down to, and we got to do something to defend ourselves, then we the motherfuckers just guilty. But y'all, what, you got to go to school for that? You got to go to training for that? If we got to do that, shit, let's do that, because I want to have my burner, and if a motherfucker run up on me on some shit, I'm too old to be fighting niggas. I will beat your motherfucking ass, cuz. But the twist is, if I got a burner, I'm going to give it a blast. We can ready to get this over with quick. I'm not getting ready to fight you. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, once again, Memorial Day, it's a good day, you know, this today where everybody just, you know, everybody, they going to the beach, they going to the bar, they barbecuing. I did barbecue, you know, I can't lie. But I'm thinking about, you know, the veteran shit too. Okay, shit, it might not mean nothing to you. This just might be a day, especially after motherfuckers done fucked around and took the pandemic off. Damn near. So now all y'all motherfuckers want to go out and party, so it's all good. I ain't tripping. It's Memorial Day. We've been doing this shit for years,
Still social distancing and still wearing a mask. I don't give a fuck about none of that.
No. Nigga, I put on a mask every time I walk out this bitch. If I got on my 90 uniform, I'm putting on 9 of everything. 9 of man, 9 of jersey, 9 of man, 9 of hat, 9 of glasses. Because it's 9 nigga. I'm glad it's confetti on here because we be fucking arguing like a motherfucker. Hold on, man. What my goddamn background music? Fucking with y'all. Alright, there we go. Nah, but you know, it's cool because, you know, we was talking about, even me and Confetti yesterday, we was talking about trying to do some shows or whatever, you know. We get ready to put something together to where that, you know, we can all be a part of, and we just gonna go one clown. We just gonna go one clown. So JoJo, we gotta go out of town, or they gotta come in town. I think it's favorable if we go out there and do shit. Versus all everybody else do the shit. JoJo?
I pop up wherever. You know that. I don't give a fuck. You know that.
Alright.
I just know I gotta go get this shot now. I know I gotta go get the shot.
Well, nigga, I got the shot like a month and a half, 2 months ago, nigga. I'm still wiggling, nigga. I'm still wiggling. I'm still wiggling. Right? I want to get on airplanes. I ain't gotta wait. All the motherfuckers who didn't get their shot, if you trying to get on the airplane, they going to have to wait. I'm just going to get in my car like, bam, I'm vaccinated. Well, go, Mr. Scratch, go to your seat. I'll be like, mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I go to the Laker game. Oh, you vaccinated? Go down there by the floor. I'll be sitting down there next to the celebrities because I got my goddamn thing. Nigga, I'm good. The second day still kind of fucked up, but after the middle of that day, I was like, oh, nigga, this shit's right. I'm good. I started drinking beer and making music. I was like, oh, hell yeah. Nobody can tell me a motherfucking thing now, nigga. I pulled this card out they pocket like the goddamn, excuse me, are you 18? I mean, are you 21? Nigga.
Bam!
I got my motherfucking car. I'm just saying. I'd do it. That's how black. If black would have done it, black wouldn't have died. My nigga been gone. I been, the damn t-shirt been just stuck to my goddamn chest. I was barbecuing in that motherfucker. It just got too hot, that fucking picture. You gotta get that motherfucker. I mean, I wouldn't want none of y'all to die because y'all didn't get it. If we can't get it, that's another thing.
But you see, Target is giving you $75 gift cards to take the shot.
They ain't give me no goddamn nothing to do it. Shit, nigga, I'm going to go back and get another one just so I get $75 from there. Nah, I ain't going to do that. Fuck that. You ain't going to shoot me twice. I got the Johnson & Johnson. I got that one shot. Ain't no motherfucking way they going to shoot me twice. Because if I got that other one, they had to shoot me twice, I wasn't going. I don't like needles. I ain't fucking with y'all. I'm just saying. For real. Man, True West Radio, man. Mad Monday, Memorial Day. We got about 10 more minutes, man. Thank y'all for calling in. I mean, not calling in because none of y'all motherfuckers called in already. If y'all online, I'll see how many people came online. But y'all motherfuckers, man, I know everybody in traffic. It's a holiday. Everybody gone.
Who all you got scheduled for next week, Scratch?
The rest of this week.
Nobody, really.
Yeah, I got a hot new artist out of Dallas, man. He gonna know a Sweet Pea and them gonna like him because they Texas. But there's a hot new artist out of Dallas, man. He's about to be the next to blow on the radar, man. So I just tapped in
well,
with him today.
If you shoot me the song and the picture, we can try to make something happen.
Yeah, I get that. What you thought over there too? I was just watching his video, but yeah, he got some heat, man. He really do. So I told him that they're supposed to be out on your end next month, matter of June. They're supposed to be out there shopping on a deal. So he gonna be something serious though.
I know. I think I'm gonna maybe Friday. If not Friday, sometime next week I'll let y'all hear my new Chicago. I got some new stuff that I really want to try to, you know, give up to everybody. Hold on, let's see what this is. We gonna do this. Wait a minute, hold on. 909.
Hello.
402. Who this is?
Big T and Tracy.
Oh, what's going on, Big T and Tracy? Welcome to True West Radio. What it does?
Just listening in, supporting.
Oh, man.
What's up with it, JoJo?
Man. JoJo! I'm a fucking fool. Hey, wait.
Yes,
man. Oh, there you go.
JoJo got some real ass partners.
JoJo was hanging out the window trying to smoke some weed.
No.
JoJo.
I was trying to get... What's up with it?
Your people are on here, man.
Oh, I thought I heard Big T. I don't know if I was hearing that right.
They hung up. The 909-402 number. Right,
he in the penitentiary. He and Tracy.
Well, that's who it was, Big T. And said he was supporting.
Oh, man.
Tell ya. Hey, I was surprised the motherfuckers call in. Usually they don't call in. They just listen to Texas.
Man, all y'all in Tracy, stay strong. It won't be long. Thanks for trying to call in. If y'all listening, man, that's bomb, man. We're going to try to make something to where we can come up there and do something for y'all. Man, we're going to make something happen. You know, I don't want to...
We should do
that.
We should start doing like kind of like a show like Art LeBeau, but kind of, you know what I mean, but something different.
If they can call, we can make it happen. We know who they wanna talk to. We can give a shout out. It ain't something that's me, but I do it for y'all out there in Tracy. You know what I mean? Believe that. You know what I mean? Stay strong. You won't be wrong. Well, I tell you, when you're doing time, you know you. Have you ever noticed if you ever did anything that's fucked up and you went to jail for, what's the first thing you start thinking? I shouldn't.
Please help me. Am I going to do it again?
No, I shouldn't. Cause
And then they want to go to church.
It's probably one motherfucker say, nah, nigga, don't go. Oh, nigga, I got to go, man. I'll be back for real. And you jump in the car. Now, that's the thing I used to tell y'all. You going to turn left or you going to turn right? I could turn left, but right is faster. You turn right, and then the 50 can get you right there when you turn right. If you turn left, you probably would have missed.
What I learned is I follow my first mind, nigga. When your conscience say no,
yes,
and that's the first thing, that's the fuck you follow. My motherfucking conscience used to say no, and I still went with yes on the second time.
Because it's like, even when you out there, if you doing dirt or if you moving something, it's a 50-50 thing when you pull out your driveway.
Yeah.
Only thing to save your ass is freeways. You be like, fuck, if I could jump on the freeway and he right here by the freeway, those are the quickest, safest moves that you can make. But when you got to get up and start rolling around and driving and the fucking 50 CU, you could be fucked. I'm on some freeway to freeway shit. If I was going to do it.
Especially in Cali, you got on a hat. If you got on a hat and there's two of y'all in the car.
Nigga be throwing the hats off and shit. Nigga, get your take your hat off. If you got four niggas in the car, you be like, y'all niggas take y'all hat off. Because, nigga, if you got a hat, they getting ready to get you.
They're like, oh, that's such and such hood right there. I know by the logo.
Mm-hmm. And then if the police is coming, if you got your hat on, everybody start throwing their hat off. Because of the 50.
And it's always that stupid motherfucker in the back. Always that one motherfucker in the back when you look back at the police.
Stop looking back, nigga.
I look back and they make contact with you.
See, that's a bad life shit, nigga. Nigga, take your ass off. If you fold deep, take your ass off.
Take your hat off. Find a dot on the back of the chair and just face
and
that motherfucker.
And it's always one motherfucker that turn around and look. Don't turn around and look at him.
I ain't gonna lie. You know what I mean? But I was like, fuck it. I needed to go ahead and clear the warrant up and shit. You feel me? But I needed a blunt, nigga. It was like 10 o'clock that night. I had to smoke. So I'm like, fuck it, let's go. And we belled. And I told my nephew, I said, don't look back, cuz the police. What this nigga do, turn all the way around.
Yeah.
They turned all the way around.
Well, see, that's what you...
I could have ran, but I was like, fuck it. Let me get it over.
What you going to run for?
I had warrants at the time.
I had warrants, too. But, nigga, I ain't getting ready to run and get more charges.
Nah, nigga, I stood there. I cleared him up. I went to jail right there in Barstow. That was the cool part about it.
Why the jail? I know exactly what you're talking about. Mr. Everywhere, tell me something good, man.
Oh, man, I just been maxing, man. Lost in the sauce, man. Just sitting back, maxing, relaxing. I catch up on all the news in the world. Seen that shooting down there in Miami, man. That was crazy.
Damn.
What happened in Miami?
Yeah, he shot 20-something people. Two died. They're shooting outside of a party or something.
Was this a party on the beach?
No, he said something like bowling alley or something like that. It was bowling out of a pool hall or something.
All right, check this out. Y'all don't hang up. We got about 15 seconds left. Don't hang up. Oh, fuck. How come this motherfucker tell me I got 15 seconds left and then the motherfucker go off with one? It just ended. That's all right. We're gonna be on XM, you dumb bitches. Now what were you saying? I didn't see that on the news. I think I was today.
Five people shot. That was that Friday night going on Saturday, something like that. 20, 20, 25 people shot, something like that. Two of them killed as of when they first posted. I don't know what happened after that. So
at the little yard where they had the
it was like a pool hall.
Oh no, I didn't see that.
And then lying outside the pool hall, like three guys.
Good God!
So okay, well, damn, I heard it was I heard something happened yesterday. Where was that? Huntington Beach.
Yep.
At a party on the beach.
They had that last week, I think they had that with somebody invited people to a party on social media, and about 2,500 people showed up.
Yeah, that was fucking TikTok, the TikTok shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lil Boosie and him got shot up the other day at the damn video shoot. Was that Saturday?
Really?
Video shoot got guns and somebody pulled up on them in Alabama and shot at them and said, "Boosie, that's God talking to you, bro."
Mm-hmm.
Where he was at?
At a video shoot, his new artist, and they all sitting up there with guns, and then somebody rolled up on him and started shooting and killed one of the guys.
Think about it, you know what I mean? Think about all the shit, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? You got to think about what goes around, come around, they say, you feel me? So the shit that you do come back on you. You feel me? Like, but it's just crazy. Ever since Mo 3 died, they've been shooting at this nigga ever since Mo 3 died.
Check this out. I'm going to tell you something. If you fuck around and you got beef with a motherfucker, just say, for instance, you know what I'm saying? It never happened. But just say, me and Mr. Everywhere got beat. And I'm down there by his motherfucking house. And I get, and motherfuckers, and this nigga, he trying to kill me. And I'm going to tell you that I'm around the corner?
Yeah.
He ain't going to know.
Nah, that's stupid.
What you call it? He tweeted out, "Nobody ain't trying to kill him."
Yeah, well, the deal is you trying to glorify a lifestyle, and then it's just like when the goddamn the guns get the blazing, you the first one ducking. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you gonna stand on it, stand on it. You know, like when he's in Memphis, like,
well,
AK-47, they all bail off in the club. They're like, well, here, you're supposed to be thugging it out.
Somebody get shot up at this video shoot, though, y'all, yesterday.
They got killed.
Or whatever.
Everybody ain't built like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't trying to say you a pussy because you running for bullets, because I'm running for bullets too. But twist number two is, if I got some bullets, I'm shooting them back. So that's all. That's the whole thing about it. I ain't saying you a pussy because you running from bullets. But the whole thing is, if you do something indiscreet, you ain't got to worry about nobody coming over there fucking with you. Yeah, we turned up in Barstow right now, and somebody want to fuck me up, they know exactly where the fuck I'm at, because I told them. I ain't worried about nobody coming over here fucking with me. And then I got my family dead, my goddamn people dead, or somebody, and I be living, and then I got to live with that shit.
Yeah,
that's just fucking crazy, bro. So that's them stupid motherfuckers. They so feel like they can't be touched, and they got all these niggas around them. But you might got a whole lot of pussy ass niggas around you that ain't gonna even pull the guns they got they built.
And they ain't worried nowadays. They don't care if you got no security around you. Shit, somebody gonna let off. They gonna let off on you, security, the police, or whoever.
So check this shit out, though. I think what happened is actually a little bit worse. It's two people who had already got into it, a 22-year-old and a 20-year-old, and they took this to the set of the video shoot.
Well, that's what
they're
going to do.
That right there. But you asking to get caught up if you do something like that. These youngsters don't even think no more. You gonna be that it ain't nothing but cameras and witnesses around.
If you take a motherfucking selfie, well, I mean me, I'm on some whole different shit. I can find out what all y'all getting ready to do right now. If y'all did anything, if that's what I want you to do.
But what I'm saying is,
if a motherfucker say, Sweepy's going to be at such and such a whoop, me, if I'm down there, I'll be like, oh, yeah, Sweepy did me bad. I'm about to
man, that's fine and dandy. But I ain't finna roll up on a nigga with no beef at a nigga who always had a loss following him. You asking to get caught up. You asking what you got. The laws is following Lil Boosie and looking at Lil Boosie. So you whatever you do, you out there in plain view with the cameras and everything else.
The twist is they might not even be gunning for you. They gunning for the nigga next to you.
Right.
Nah,
that's
they gunning for that nigga.
That's what I'm saying.
Nah.
He went there.
Nah, they gunning, they gunning for that nigga.
It's two people.
I don't give a fuck how you look at it.
I got up, man. Jose will come and get me. I'm good. The only way you going to catch me is at the liquor store.
Yeah, that's like Honeycomb Brady. Everything caught up with him. He was doing foul stuff, doing home invasion and shooting folks and went to the pen and got out and the folks started shooting at him. Then they started shooting back at the folks. Then the folks just said, we going to your grandma's house. And goddamn blew the whole house up. Then turned around, caught him slipping up there in Montgomery at the recording studio, shot that studio up. So they told Honeycomb Brady, every time we see you, we're going to touch on you. So he running to Jay Prince. Hey, how come y'all ain't do nothing? Jay Prince like, I ain't got shit to do with that. You just my artist. I ain't even putting my foot in. Ain't snatched no rap a lot chain. That's your street politics. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because
if I got beef with a nigga, though, and I'm trying to handle my business, I'm not finna do that in plain view or where people shooting cameras, where they doing a video and it's girls and everything else. Like, you want to get caught. So now it's just a 22-year-old boy. Cause, I mean, come on now. It's somebody like this. You know people watching him in general. So I don't know. I was just taught differently.
The thing about it is you got all these people, you know, especially if you got some kind of shot caller. And you a young nigga, say, that nigga's over there, go and get him. And the motherfuckers will do whatever that shot caller say. You know, my whole thing is, it's a couple of motherfuckers, I've been waiting, it's been way over 10 years. I'll be like, damn, this thing's getting ready. I'm going to get this nigga because it's been over 10 years, and he forgot what I'm coming for him for. But that's not what we do. Because, see, the whole thing that I try to tell people now is, like, if so many people I want to go and just wreck their whole fucking life. But I want to kill people with success. You know what I mean? Now, you know, most of the time, if somebody fuck you over, they going to get theirs back. They going to get theirs back. It's going to be worse. If you know you did good, because I know I did some bad shit, and I paid for a whole lot of shit, but I've been nothing but good. And I know, I just seen people that did some bad shit to me. Just some wild shit happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, wow, I didn't want that to happen. I'm going to tell you something. This is one of my boys. He used to be my boy. We was tight as fuck. I've been knowing him since he was 15. He was doing some bad fucked up shit. That nigga went to jail. He got out of jail. He was chilling. And that nigga oldest son died, got killed. But, I mean, of course, you reaching out to all your people, that know, you know what I mean? And I said, my condolences, and I never talked to him again because he was doing too much reckless shit. It was almost like, if God wanted to take you today, he's going to take you today. If God going to take you 5 years from now, he's going to take you 5 years from now. Now, you can speed that shit up if you're doing dumb shit. Niggas say 5 years, I'm going to die. Nigga, you could die tomorrow because you doing some stupid, reckless shit. So that, I know I got to go, but I know that it's the things that I got to finish before I roll. Same with y'all. We all out for the same fucking thing. We just got to try to figure out how we can put all our eggs together to make it a plate to where motherfuckers can eat. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, it's there. Figure out the power move of what we can do or what we going to do to make this a bigger motherfucking thing than what it is today. It ain't just the radio station. We know all these people. We just got to start reaching out.
Everybody needs some content so that way when basically if you do blow up or if you get known for anything, it's something attached to your name because people look you up and they start watching this stuff. Eventually you'll get paid for it. So that's a good thing too. Especially a person like you. People already know who you are, so you should do some of these little fights and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Put your music on TikTok and all that crazy shit.
Yeah, I'm coming out the shell. So I kind of got a whole lot of shit. It's just, I just never let y'all hear it.
let some kids make up a little stupid dance to one of your songs and shit. That stuff count towards your plays and stuff now.
Yeah, I got it. I got one little tic tac joint. I just got to change it around a little bit because then the whole thing about it is getting my granddaughters to make the dance. Now, well, my granddaughters they do the dance with my music on there. That's it, blow up.
Mhm.
Yeah, so I got it. I already know what to do. Then, as far as what we're doing, and then please, Lord, give us this damn Sirius XM. We get that shit.
That's how you
going to
pray to the Lord?
I pray to the Lord
please,
about that every
on.
Night.
Please, Lord, give us this damn Sirius XM.
I think
you're going to pray like that.
The damn Sirius XM. Hey, look. Our Lord is a forgiving Lord.
He knows your heart.
He knows my heart. And damn it, Lord. I'm just kidding. Nah, he know that we got so many people in heaven that I be telling them, like, man, go to, knock on God's door and stop playing.
Man,
y'all right there in heaven. Hey, no, they got security guards? Be like, no, you can't go and talk to God right now. You know what I'm saying? He busy. Man, you better beat that angel up and go down there and knock on God. I really got to talk to you. These people down here struggling. Can you please help these cats, please? At least.
I'm telling you.
We got too many people in heaven, and when I pray that everybody that I lost is knocking on God's door to let them in, and they all going to say the same thing. Them people need help. Not just me. Everybody needs help. Mm-hmm. I think somebody knocked on the door. Well, shit, I ain't got no stimulus check or nothing. But shit, knock on it harder, nigga. Man, put your clothes on. You know what I'm saying? Put your mm-hmm. white robe on and answer the door. But you know what I'm saying? It's, that's just my little crazy thought. That everybody that we lost, they right there and they know we down there trying to do good, especially if we doing good. As far as our demeanor with people, being respectful, we all old enough to know that we getting ready to respect, but then you got these young little bastards and all of that stuff. These are things that I think about. I always think about everybody. My nigga, I just had to take his shirt off because it was making me hot. My nigga Black. Like Madden, them motherfuckers, I had that shirt on. I wore that shit for like 5 days straight. Even if I got in the shower, I go put that same shirt on. Because you are there with the man. Tell the man we need some help. That's why I'm thinking that we going to get the XM thing. I was like, man, tell God we need an XM. Twilight Channel, man, we getting ready to get this shit. Watch. XM, watch when we get XM. I guarantee you before, let's see, before August, we're going to have it. We're going to have XM before August. Watch what I say. Then we cut this little bullshit off, and then we'll be worldwide.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be worldwide. We ain't got to call no numbers. I give y'all numbers to call to be like we doing right now, but it'll be everywhere. If you got to see me satellite active in your core, it's going to be in your core. We're going to kill a gang. I'm telling you. Balls out. Sweet G, no balls out for you, but balls out for
us.
Man. Well, I'm about to ride up off this joint. I got to go to the store before it closes. Damn, what time is it?
Shit, 9. It's 8 o'clock on your end.
I gotta go to the damn store. Man, I made a gang of barbecue and I ate none of that shit. Boy, I ate a hamburger. Man, some ribs in that motherfucker. I gotta be eating all that shit when I'm fucking with y'all because I be done with the sleep. You like, scrap. 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 I be sleep like a motherfucker, boy. Well, shit, I get with y'all, excuse me. I get with y'all, Wednesday.
All right.
I'm trying to get this new shit together, man. I got some wild shit, I'm telling y'all. But I'm up. Y'all can call me back if y'all want to. I'm just getting ready to close this down and gonna give me a rib or something. But y'all call me. Y'all got my number. So it's all good.
Okay, I'll tap in with you, bro. Yeah, I'll be taste sweet pea. I don't know if JoJo's
like,
still on there. Scratch.
JoJo's still on there. Yeah, shit, I ain't going nowhere. If I go somewhere, my wife got to take me. I think I got a couple of beers left. I think I could survive. And I can make it to the corner. All right.
I think two is good enough. Good night, y'all.
All right, see y'all. Yay, yay.